Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading for today is from 1 Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food, 40 days and 40 nights, to Horeb, the mount of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be
to God. Let us read responsibly Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my terrors.
Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God.
Our second reading is from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing, rather than let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with the seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who has come from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And that bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh. The gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. It was 2007, and there was a team at the congregation I was serving at the time who was planning and writing a sabbatical grant for the congregation and for me. I was discerning what kinds of activities I would engage during my 12 weeks of sabbatical time. On one hand, it seemed like a lot of time to fill. On the other hand, it really wasn't. How would the congregation tend to its ministry in my absence? And what would I do? The grant organization suggested a balance among three emphases. First, rest. Second, time to reconnect with family. And third, study that supports the next chapter of ministry with the congregation. Now, I was having a hard time thinking through the options, the so many options that were out there. But I was reading a book by a niece of the congregation. She and a colleague had written that faith formation leaders, people who teach Sunday school, who lead Bible study, who facilitate small groups, even pastors, these people need to be people who are taught by God. In fact, the title of their book is Taught by God, and it came directly out of John's gospel from this morning, indeed from Jesus' mouth. So I've been wandering. I've been pondering. What comes to mind for people when they hear that phrase, taught by God? And so I know that this is way out of the frame for many of us as Lutherans, and not even all of us will be able to do it, but it'll be okay. I'm going to invite you to get out your phone, your smartphone. I have tested it. This is going to be kind of like at an airline where they say the nearest exit may not be the one in front of you. So if you've got a smartphone and you can scan the QR code, that's probably the quickest way to get to the website. If you're at home, it's going to be really easy because they've got it set up, so you should be able to do that. If you're here and it's not working to scan it, you can type in slido.com into your browser and then fill in those numbers, 904462. All right? What we're going to do is it's going to ask you, once you get there, what you think. What one word do you think when you hear taught by God? People are responding, all right? We can do this. All right. So, as this populates, as we hear and see each other's responses, the book described many, many different ways people can be taught by God. The subtitle was Teaching and Spiritual Formation. And as I read, my imagination was captured by many opportunities that they described, but one caught my heart. It sounded like the kind of thing I might want to do with my sabbatical time. What they described was a 30-day silent, directed retreat following the spiritual exercises of Ignatius. Now, we don't need to get into all the details of what that means, but 30 days of being guided in prayer, in discernment, in listening to God, indeed being taught by God, sounded outlandish and nearly impossible. But I was drawn to it. Now, on my next visit with my spiritual director, I talked about the sense of call to make that 30-day retreat. And my spiritual director, well, she was a Benedictine sister whose energy was directed to supporting interfaith dialogue on contemplative practice. Her spirit was open and light and deeply grounded in the daily prayers of her monastic setting. And there were ways in which I experienced her as, well, rather Yoda-like. So when I asked her about making this retreat, she said, "David, that kind of call comes from within. People, or you should pay attention to what your heart is saying. But also know that most of those retreat centers, before they'll let you make a 30-day retreat, they want you to come and spend a brief retreat with them. Apparently, they want to make sure that you're going to stay healthy through the whole thing. It can be a long time." Today, I hear Jesus saying to the crowd who has gathered around him, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me." And I hear God's Spirit active through Sister Pascaline, my spiritual director. I hear God's Spirit active through Karen Marie and Byron, the authors of that book. Jesus promises today that everyone, anyone who opens themselves to be drawn by the Father in heaven to awareness of Jesus, these ones will also live faithfully. They will act in faith. They will recognize in Jesus the Word of God enfleshed, the nourishment that sustains eternal life. This is powerful. This is a time when St. Andrew's Lutheran Church is engaged in discernment together, listening to God, listening for God, learning from God. Certainly, there is that call process with Pastor Alfie as a recommended candidate. Calling an associate pastor for faith formation is important discernment. And yet, there is more. St. Andrew's Lutheran Church has been invited to join in a process of faithful listening, a process of faithful innovation that is grounded in a call to congregational vitality. This calls the people of God to listen deeply, and it calls the people of God to open ourselves to being drawn by God to what is ahead. Indeed, this congregation is being called to attend to all the ways all who gather here are being taught by God. Looking at the word cloud that you have formed, we see that indeed perhaps the most used word was listening, that we quiet ourselves. And then Bible truth and prayer and being inspired. But at St. Andrew's, as is typical, service is right there front and center. Watch all that is here and ponder the ways that we are called to be taught by God.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.